SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Daily Sword Blueprint. Your boy Logan Cruz here, ready to break down another powerful principle that can seriously level up your life. Today we're diving into something incredibly important: forgiveness. Not the kind you mumble through with a sigh after someone spills coffee on your new shirt, though let's be honest, that's a valid feeling too. We're talking about deep, genuine forgiveness in our relationships. The kind that can heal old wounds, build stronger connections, and ultimately set you free from resentment and anger. Because let's face it, holding onto grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It just messes with your own well-being, you know? Here's the deal. Forgiveness isn't about excusing bad behavior or pretending nothing happened. It's about consciously choosing to release the negative emotions that are holding you back. Think of it like this. Imagine you have a heavy backpack filled with anger and resentment. Every step you take is heavier, your movements are sluggish, and you just feel weighed down. Forgiveness is like taking those burdens out of that pack, freeing yourself up to move lighter and brighter. So how do we actually cultivate forgiveness? It's not some magic trick, but it takes conscious effort. First off, understand the power of perspective. Ever felt like someone totally wronged you? You know, they did this and they didn't even apologize, kind of deal? Well, try to see things from their side for a minute. Maybe they were going through something difficult, or maybe they just made a mistake. Remember, nobody's perfect. We all mess up sometimes. Second, practice empathy. Put yourself in their shoes. How would you feel if you were in their position? This doesn't mean condoning their actions, but it can help soften your heart and create space for understanding. It's like building a bridge of connection instead of letting the anger be a wall between you. Third, focus on your own growth. Holding onto resentment is like giving that person power over your emotions. By choosing forgiveness, you reclaim your energy and focus on becoming the best version of yourself. Think about it, wouldn't you rather spend your time building something positive instead of dwelling on the negative? Fourth, remember that forgiveness isn't a one-time event. It's a journey, an ongoing process. There will be times when you stumble and feel anger resurfacing. That's okay. Just acknowledge it, breathe deep, and gently guide yourself back to a place of understanding and compassion. Finally, don't confuse forgiveness with reconciliation. You can forgive someone without necessarily having them back in your life. Forgiveness is about freeing yourself from the burden of anger and resentment, not about condoning their behavior or expecting them to change. Let me tell you a quick story that really hits home on this whole forgiveness thing. A few years ago, I had a pretty major falling out with a close friend. We argued, said some hurtful things, and things just got ugly. For months, I held on to all that anger and resentment. It felt like a knot in my chest, making it hard to breathe, let alone move forward. One day, I realized how much this was hurting me, not them. So, I took a deep breath, acknowledged the pain, and consciously chose to forgive. It wasn't easy, but it was liberating. The knot in my chest started to loosen, and I felt a weight lift off my shoulders. Now, we're not best friends again, but I've moved on with peace and understanding. And that's the power of forgiveness that sets you free. Remember, folks, choosing forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's a powerful tool for healing, growth, and creating stronger, more meaningful connections in your life. So today, take a moment to reflect on any relationships where forgiveness might be needed. Start by practicing empathy, understanding different perspectives, and focusing on your own well-being. And if you found value in this episode, spread the love. Share it with someone who could use a dose of stoic wisdom, leave us a review, or join the conversation on social media. Let's keep building a community of strength, resilience, and understanding, one episode at a time. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and remember you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.